Now for the marine forecast for waters within 5 nautical miles ashore on Western Lake Superior from Grand Portage to Two Harbors, Minnesota. Small craft advisory in effect until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time this evening for Grand Portage to Grand Marais, Minnesota. Rest of today, north wind 15 to 20 knots with gusts to around 25 knots. Chance of sprinkles and flurries early in the afternoon. Waves 2 to 4 feet Grand Portage to Grand Marais, and 1 to 2 feet Grand Marais to Silver Bay and Silver Bay to Two Harbors. Tonight, north wind 10 to 15 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots in the evening. Mostly clear. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Saturday, northwest wind 10 to 15 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots in the afternoon. Mostly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. Saturday night, northwest wind 15 to 20 knots with gusts to around 25 knots. Slight chance of snow. Waves 1 to 2 feet. The current time is 11:47 a.m. Central Standard Time. These are the 11 a.m. observations for Friday, November 7th. At the Grand Marais Airport, light snow was falling. The temperature was 32 degrees, and the relative humidity 93%. The wind was north at 12 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.53 inches and rising. At the Bay of Grand Marais, the temperature was 39 degrees, and the relative humidity 76%. The wind was variable at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.59 inches and rising. At Ely, light snow was falling. The temperature was 30 degrees, and the relative humidity 93%. The wind was north at 7 miles per hour. The pressure was 29.63 inches and rising. Around the area, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 36 at Two Harbors, and 34 at Thunder Bay. Elsewhere, it was cloudy. It was 30 at International Falls, 38 at Duluth, and 43 at Minneapolis. And now a look at the marine observations around Western Lake Superior for 11 a.m., Friday, November 7th, at Devil's Island. The wind was northeast at 25 knots and the temperature was 39 degrees. At Rock of Ages, the wind was north at 30 knots and the temperature was 35 degrees. At the Silver Bay Harbor, the wind was calm and the temperature was 39 degrees. At Port Wing, the wind was north at 18 knots and the temperature was 42 degrees. At Saxon Harbor, the wind was north at 17 knots and the temperature was 42 degrees. Once again around the Minnesota Arrowhead, snow was falling, with a temperature of 32 at the Grand Marais Airport, and 30 at Ely. It was 39 at the Bay of Grand Marais. And now your local forecast. Rest of today, mostly cloudy late this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. A chance of sprinkles and flurries late this morning. Highs in the mid-30s. Temperature falling into the upper 20s this afternoon. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Much cooler with lows around 17. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows around 16. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation. Highs around 30. North winds around 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Chance of snow 30%. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of snow in the evening, then mostly cloudy after midnight. Lows around 20. Chance of snow 20%. Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-30s. Monday night and Veterans Day, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows in the lower 20s. Highs around 40. Tuesday night through Thursday, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-20s. Highs in the upper 30s. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of northeast Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin. For today and tonight, up to an inch of lake effect snowfall is possible along the Pinoki Range in north-central Wisconsin this afternoon into tonight. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. There is a 60 to 90% chance for at least 2 inches of lake effect snowfall over portions of Ashland and Iron counties Saturday evening into Sunday night. Heaviest lake effect snowfall rates are most likely to be on Sunday morning. Spotter information statement. Snow spotters are requested to report precipitation type and measurements of snow accumulations to the National Weather Service. Spotters and the public can also report precipitation type with the free MPink smartphone app. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for portions of Lake Superior and the nearshore waters of Western Lake Superior. For today and tonight, strong northerly winds and waves of 4 to 7 feet will create hazardous conditions for small craft for portions of the North Shore and from Port Wing to the Apostle Islands and east to Saxon Harbor today through this evening. Small craft advisories are in effect. And now the extended outlook for the period Saturday through Thursday. Additional periods of gusty winds may lead to conditions hazardous to small craft late Saturday into Monday morning. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station WNG630, Finland. Operating on a frequency of 162.425 MHz. The station serves the residents of Lake and southwestern Cook County, as well as marine interests on Western Lake Superior. This program originates from the National Weather Service Office in Duluth, Minnesota.